There are a lot of exhibitors at the CeBIT who make money with software which is for free. This might sound a little bit funny, but it works. Developers can earn their living, and software companies can draw a profit in providing services around computer programs, no matter whether these programs are freeware or users have to pay a license fee. And many developers are very active in promoting such a business model and free software. Being impeded in doing their work by patents or copyright gets on their nerves. For example, Richard Stallman is a programmer who is very angry about intellectual property. He is the pioneer of free software. He caricatures copyright with a metaphor.
Suppose one author had a copyright on German for novels. So anyone else who wanted to write a novel would have to make up a new language. Well, the big problem of that is, even after you do that, nobody's going to read it. To expect the users to learn a new language just to read this novel, that's too much to ask.
Open source software is similar to free software. This expression means that the source code of a program is disclosed. Firefox, for example, the most popular internet browser in Germany, is a great piece of open source software. And of course, the operating system Linux too. You don't have to be an altruist in order to write open source software, says Linus Torvalds, the man who invented Linux.
I do not go like Mother Teresa and take computers to the poor in countries around the world. I like doing the technology. My job is doing the technology so that you can use the technology to do things you want to do, right?
Linus Torvalds is doing fine with this attitude, and many other developers of free software are doing fine as well. Today, the share of open source in the service market is estimated at about 30%.